All right. We are back. And actually, I just listened to the Matthew McConaughey memoir, and he talks about that line, which is like famous, right? But he talks about like how he like birthed that line. It's really interesting. It's a really great read. I don't usually read a lot of memoirs or like, I don't read a lot of books that don't have to do with business and birth. So this was like a fun book to read. And it was really, it was kind of like a, almost like a personal development book wrapped into a memoir. So I definitely recommend. And the funniest part was I had a dream about him. Like after listening to his book, I went back and watched a couple of his movies that I had never watched. And then I had a dream about him, and he was asking me about business advice, which is freaking hilarious because I guarantee I should be asking him about business advice. Anyways, it's been quiet this week on the podcast. I've been gone. I've been busy. I have been really behind, such is the life of a business owning homeschooling mom of three. And then I got sick. So I'm almost 100%. I'm almost back to 100%, but I have like a really, just like a really acute sinusitis. I don't know if you can still hear it in my voice, but I was putting off recording because I sounded really nasally, and I'm almost back to normal. I feel really great today, and it wasn't bad, but I used my favorite tools to kick it. And that is homeopathy, which I've talked about a couple of times on the podcast, and herbs. So I used a few tinctures and I made a batch of Nora. Normally I only batch Nora the week before I am going to start my menstrual cycle, but I went ahead and made an extra batch. And you know what? We're sold out of Nora right now. And we had the fastest sellout. I just did a batch. I'm going to mail them out today. And I sold out within 24 hours. So maybe I need to start making another, a bigger batch. But Nora, it's full of vitamins and minerals. So it's great to use when you need a little boost in your immune system. It has a lot of vitamin C. It has zinc, other minerals and vitamins. But that's why we drink it in pregnancy, because in pregnancy, our immune system kind of runs lower. And so this is a nice way to get a little boost for our immune system. And it just is great to replenish vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, especially during pregnancy and especially in postpartum and especially while breastfeeding, because pregnancy and breastfeeding deplete us of all of those things. So it's really important to stay up on your repleting those vitamins and minerals. And it's great because it's a whole food. It's not a synthetic, like synthetic supplement or synthetic vitamin. And so it's just a great way to get all of the good stuff in. I will put the link to sign up for notifications. It's just fiercelizzie.com/Nora, N-O-R-A. So you'll be notified first when I do the next restock, which is usually, it's supposed to be like the last week of the month. But again, since I've been behind and busy, that was the first week of the month for this restock. Anyways, in today's episode, we are covering pain-free birth. I've talked about it on the podcast before. Generally, I am not a fan of preparing for a pain-free birth, and I'll explain exactly why in the episode, but I will say that a pain-free birth is possible. Is it common? No, but it is possible. I'm going to explain exactly why it's not common, why it's hard, what kind of can interrupt a mom from having a pain-free birth, and three things that you can do to increase your odds of experiencing a pain-free birth.
This is not your average birth podcast because you are not the average mom. Welcome to Unapologetically Unmedicated. I'm your host, Fierce Lizzie, and I am unapologetic when it comes to normal, physiologic, unmedicated birth. I want you to have your best birth because I know that an empowered birth leads to an empowered motherhood. If you want to be the boss of your birth and do birth your way, it's time to get informed, educated, and empowered. Before we jump in, I have to tell you about Moms Off the Record. If your goal is to be informed and empowered, not just in pregnancy, but through motherhood, you need to add Moms Off the Record to your podcast feed. April and Kat show up to each episode with uncensored topics that question the status quo and challenge the modern motherhood narrative. Be sure to tune in to episode 25, where they sit down with Dr. Paul Thomas of the Vaccine Friendly Plan for an uncensored discussion on vaccines and childhood and pregnancy. And Dr. Paul divulges answers to all of the questions that you wish you could ask your provider if they weren't already captured by the system. I will link to this episode in the show notes and be sure to subscribe to Moms Off the Record. Okay, so is a pain-free birth possible? Is it possible? If I asked 10 moms, they probably all would say no, but it is possible. Is it common? No, it's not common at all, which is why 10 moms would say no, that they did not experience a pain-free birth. Unless maybe we're talking about like a pain-free epidural birth, because the epidural we know is the most effective way to eliminate almost all of the pain. The episode last week proves that like that kind of pain pre-birth is really common, right? Except for those poor moms who the epidural like didn't work for. I feel so bad for those moms, especially the moms who like did not make any plan to learn how to manage labor because their plan was to get the epidural the whole time and then the epidural didn't work. I don't think that's super common, but I have heard it many, many times. So how common is a pain-free birth? I read in a book once that said about 1% of women describe their birth as pain-free. So it's not very common. Now, I've said many times on the podcast that I'm not a fan of preparing for a pain-free birth. In my experience, I had 3 very painful births, not pain-free, and specifically for my first birth, where I didn't really know what to expect, I was not prepared for how intense it would get, which is why I am team prepare for it to get intense instead of prepare for it to be pain-free. Now, there are books and courses and lots of Instagram accounts all about pain-free birth, and I feel like pain-free birth is just like a good marketing gimmick or like a way to say that you enjoyed your birth experience and like it felt really good, but it can actually be both at once. You can have a birth that is painful or that is really intense that you loved, that you enjoyed, that felt good. It can be both. Not to say that someone is lying when they say they have a pain-free birth, but I just think, well, I know also that the euphoria and that like orgasmic portion of birth at the end can also erase some of that pain that you felt. Not for all moms. Like I said, my first, I remember it being very, very, very difficult, but it can be both at once. And in fact, it is that complexity of birth that makes birth really satisfying. The goal doesn't have to be a pain-free birth, really. It doesn't have to be that. Like, yeah, it would be nice, but I don't think it's responsible for that to be your focus because you may be really disappointed if you're not prepared for it to actually be really intense. I was recently talking with a mom who is pregnant with her second, and her first birth, she didn't have an epidural. So she didn't have an epidural. She was at a birth center, but she was induced and she did have antibiotics for GBS also. So there was some medicalization in there, which, hello, did you hear what I just said? Birth centers don't mean you're getting a physiologic birth, okay?
not all birth centers are created equal. There is a wide range of how birth centers operate, which I have another podcast episode on that. It is called Birth Centers Aren't What They Seem. If you haven't listened to that yet and you are looking at birth centers, please go listen to that episode. So the fact that she got through an induction without an epidural is crazy. Like, it's wild. She's amazing. Like, that is no easy feat. That is about as common as a pain-free birth. And this mom was interested in using, there's a popular pain-free birth resource out there. She was interested in using that to prepare for her birth. And I had to tell her the truth. Like, you will not get a pain-free birth if you agree to like hospital or birth center interventions, like an induction or IV antibiotics or like whatever, cervical checks, all of it. If you are agreeing to routine birth, no amount of prep, the best preparation in the world, is not going to get you a pain-free birth. I promise you. Okay. So how can you get a pain-free birth? Well, I believe that a pain-free birth is the result of a couple of things. Of truly surrendering to physiologic birth. So those are the two main components. Complete surrender and complete support of physiologic birth. We'll come back to that in 1 second. Because I was curious what the internet had to say. I went ahead and Googled how to have a pain-free birth. And Google told me, this made me laugh so hard, to prepare for a pain-free birth, you need to, and I quote, this was like an excerpt from like a website, right? It says, using distractions like music can help take your mind off the pain. Hot or cold packs, massage, a warm shower, or immersion in a warm bath, and keeping active may all be helpful. Hypnosis, acupuncture, acupressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. First of all, it didn't even really answer my question because it said it will take your mind off the pain. And again, I've never had a pain-free birth, but I am imagining in a pain, like a truly pain-free birth, you don't need to be distracted from the pain because you're not experiencing the pain, right? Do you see that there's like kind of this, it's almost maybe like a misnomer a bit. But anyways, this Google response was like, okay, so prepare just like you would for a regular old birth. Like, that made me laugh so hard. Like, have really good coping mechanisms. But I mean, this makes a really good point, right? You do need those strategies for managing discomfort. I don't think a mom who has a pain-free birth has any less discomfort than a mom who says, like, it was the most painful experience of her life. I think they are experiencing very similar, not all moms, some moms who have had really traumatic births, you know, that's not going to be the same as the pain-free birth mom. But let's say a mom who has a home birth, a physiologic home birth, no interventions, she did everything right, and she says her birth hurt like heck, right? I think that birth and the mom who also had a home birth and prepared and had and is calling it a pain-free birth, I think they experienced very similar births. It's just that the mom who had the pain-free birth managed it and perceived it differently. She wasn't afraid of the pain. She didn't fight the pain. She welcomed birth and all that it brings. This is a huge mindset shift from the average mom, right? So here is really, 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 really how you can get a pain-free birth. And it's those two things, right? Surrendering instead of suffering. If you haven't heard about the pain, fear, tension cycle, the quick version is that they all increase together. They feed on each other. So more fear means more pain, means more tension. And it can start anywhere in that cycle. You could be handling everything well, but then you lose your ability to kind of relax and release your tension. So now your tension is increasing. And when you're more tense, everything is more painful. And now that you're experiencing a lot of pain, you have more fear. Like, it's normal to feel scared when you're feeling pain, right? That's like a normal response to pain. So that is the cycle, the pain, fear, tension cycle. Now, using this logic, we can decrease one or more of these things in the cycle to decrease them all. So decrease the fear. And you can do that by understanding physiologic birth and understanding every sensation that comes along with it and the purpose of it, and understanding that you're safe and that it's normal, right? You can decrease the fear. You can decrease the tension and also decrease the pain, right? With positioning, breathing techniques, movement, hypnotherapy, counter pressure, right? There's all of these tools that we use to manage the pain in birth, and that can specifically reduce your tension, and that will reduce your pain. So now we're experiencing a less pain or a pain-free birth because we've got these tools, right? And we're able to surrender to the sensations of birth instead of kind of like gritting your teeth and just like bearing through it, right? Just like fighting birth to get to the end and like you can't wait for it to be done, right? That's the difference. That's the difference between surrendering and suffering. That is the most simple way to put it. But surrender, like I kind of already alluded to this, but surrender also requires a mindset that welcomes everything labor has to offer, that welcomes every sensation, in knowing that every sensation is bringing you your baby and is bringing you peace, instead of thinking like, I can't do this. I want it to be over. I don't want to do this anymore. This hurts. You have to welcome those sensations and know that they are positive. So surrender takes a lot of mindset work, a lot of understanding birth, and you cannot have any fear. This is why it's less common for a first-time mom to say she had a pain-free birth, because there is fear of something you've never experienced before, right? Now, there cannot be any fear on your part because you're the one experiencing the birth, right? But this also includes everyone in the room. There cannot be fear from you. There cannot be fear from your partner. There cannot be fear from anyone on your birth team. It is hard to stay in the mindset of surrender when someone else in the room has doubt, when someone else in the room is not able to surrender, if they're getting impatient, if they want to check your cervix, if they are wondering if you're capable or if you need more help, or even if they're just constantly interrupting you, that is not surrender. That is enough for you to start losing that surrender and to start suffering. And a big part of the surrender also requires that you support physiology 100%. This is number two. So the first way to get a pain-free birth, surrender. Number two is support physiology, because interventions, interruptions, constant checking, constant monitoring do not support physiology. It is not trusting birth. It is not surrender. It is not physiologic. Birth won't work if you don't let it work the way it's supposed to. So supporting physiology means, in simple terms, and we've talked about this a lot on the podcast in previous episodes as well, is letting your body and intuition run the show. No questions asked, no being apologetic, no people pleasing allowed, okay? Supporting physiology, supporting the normal functions of the body in birth. Now, I typically do not like to use the intervention disclaimer, because of course it goes without saying that if something were to get off the track of normal, something that was a true emergency, you'd always forgo the pain-free birth plan for intervention. I just know someone is listening and that thought popped in their head, well, but I needed to have this, that, or the other thing. Well, truly, most moms don't need that, but there is a small percentage of moms where something actually did get so far off track from normal, where there was some sort of emergency situation, right? And in that case, you're going to forego the pain-free birth for the intervention that you need in that moment. But if you don't truly need it, then like, let's stay on track. But here's the thing, if you don't truly need it, like let's say continuous fetal monitoring. A low risk mom whose labor has started spontaneously, that is not on Pitocin, who doesn't have any risk factors, she does not need to have continuous fetal monitoring. You don't think that will derail your plan for a pain-free birth, but oh, it will, because it is not part of physiology. Okay. And that's the problem. The problem is that women are forgoing their birth plan just to make the hospital happy, just to be easy, just to not cause confrontation, just to stay in line with the hospital procedures and policies. Don't do that. That is a fast track to the typical hospital birth. Or maybe you'll get through to the end without an epidural, but it's not going to be pain-free. And it may not actually be the empowering birth that it could be. I touched on this idea in an episode. It's called, and it's about my first birth. It's an episode called Feeling Empowered versus Being Empowered, because there is a difference. I thought my first birth was empowering because I did it without an epidural, but really, who held the power and everything that happened to me in that birth was the hospital. So that is not actually being empowered if I don't hold the power. And then again, in episode 123, which was just, I think, last week, our guest Sydney also touched on this when she says that her birth was as empowering as a hospital birth can get. See, we have had hospital births that are not typical, right? So we broke the mold. We had the untypical hospital birth. We got through to the end without the epidural, right? But we've seen home births. We've seen truly empowering, physiologic, mother-led births at home. And the typical hospital birth just does not compare, at least for our first, you know, two birth experiences. Yes, you can have an empowering hospital birth, but girl, you better be prepared to break the mold, okay? So let's recap here a bit. If you want a pain-free birth, I didn't actually put this on my list, but you will definitely be more likely to achieve that in a home birth setting. Not always, okay? I'm not saying every home birth mom has a pain-free birth, and I'm not saying you can't have a pain-free birth in the hospital, but it is more likely that you'll get the things that you need for a pain-free birth at home when you have, okay, the right midwife. Because I've definitely heard of not great home birth midwives kind of messing up what we typically think of as the kind of, you know, typical home birth. So let's add that to the list. Number one, if you can birth at home, birth at home. Number two is to support physiology 100%, not 90%, not as much as possible, 100%. I typically don't like to say 110% because that's not a real thing. Okay. I'm a mathematician by trade, technically. My official training is in mathematics, but 100% support physiology. The thing about physiologic birth is our bodies have hormonal processes in place that help you manage your pain. But those hormones can so easily get off track with Pitocin or just the staff being rude or the bright lights, which is why you're more likely to get that pain-free birth at home where physiology is supported. Okay. And then number three, I don't know why I went out of order, but is completely surrendering to the birth process, which requires you understanding the birth process, which maybe is going to require you experiencing the birth process one or two or three times, right? And those are the three: home birth, physiology, surrender. And if you're not having a home birth and you want your birth center birth or your hospital birth to be as close to a home birth as possible, I've got you covered inside of Unmedicated Academy. Your pain-free birth does not stand a chance if you are having the typical routine birth in either of these locations, hospital or birth center. So make sure you're ready to go against the grain. Okay. Unmedicated Academy is not your typical birth course, because you will learn not just everything you need to know about physiology, but you'll also learn about the hospital setting and how you can make it work for you and the type of birth that you want. Plus, you have lifetime access and you have support from me each week. So I don't even like to call it a course. Okay. You're getting so much more with Unmedicated Academy. It's more like an in-depth coaching program where you have a doula and a birth educator in your back pocket from now, whenever you enroll, till the big day. So if you have questions about the program, please do send me a DM over on Instagram or email me at hello@fiercelizzie.com. If you enjoyed this episode, I know you're going to love my birth program. Unmedicated Academy is a comprehensive birth education that is not only going to have you feeling prepared, educated, and confident for your birth, but you'll also walk away knowing all of your options, all of your birthrights, and have killer advocacy skills so that you hold the power in your birth. The podcast is just a little taste of what you'll get inside the program. Are you ready to go all in? You can learn more about Unmedicated Academy at fiercelizzie.com/academy.